The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. And tonight I have a very, very special show for you. It's all about what happened to me on December 21st and our galactic alignment. Some of you may think that it was just another day or week that occurred during December 18th through the 23rd, 2012. But for me, it was clear that we definitely shifted into a magical and mystical new dimension. So let's listen to these brief messages and we'll be right back for my very, very special show about December 21st.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com. You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Many of you were aware of the 8 minutes of higher consciousness flowing to us on December 22nd at 3:04 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, in which our minds were flooded with information. It was supposed to be about the realization of moving into the golden age from the third and fourth dimension. So let me try to explain in scientific terms about these dimensions. The third dimension represents our physical world, where we believe what we see and we believe what we are being told. In the third dimension, we lack the knowledge of our own personal power and we tend to give away our power to someone else, in which affects our emotions. In the third dimension, we tend to get stuck in that fear, and the thought of doing something outside the box means insecurity rather than freedom. This is where we believe that we can never be a peaceful world, that everyone is out to get us, and where we are enslaved to our environment, really, through our own thoughts. In the third dimension, our lack of self-esteem dominates our immediate environment. That's what we throw out every single day to the rest of the world. Now, the fourth dimension is all about emotions, and it's the beginning of the realization that we may be more powerful than we think. We begin to see and understand the past, as well as recognize that there may be a higher intelligence of energy that is orchestrating things for us. And this is also where we begin to believe that this higher intelligence may actually love us. And as we get closer to the fifth dimension, we begin to see that, in fact, we are the essence of this higher intelligence, and that not only is the intelligence powerful, but we begin to realize that we, as individuals, are powerful co-creators as well. In other words, this intelligence transcended every single religion and connected us to each other. Looking back, we can see the existence of the third dimension in that the collective consciousness of fear has pervaded the people of the planet for years and years and years. Everyone's been living in fear. either about the economy, the belief in race or sexual discrimination, the corrupted governments in all countries, and the apparent division of people through religion and political beliefs. This has been going on for centuries. And lately, we've even been afraid of the end of the world and the zombies. As hard as we tried, we just couldn't get past the fear. We were all stuck in the third dimension, each of us, even though some of us wouldn't admit it. Now, you may have noticed that the 18th through December 23rd, there were huge groups of people meditating and praying, specifically visualizing abundance, joy, and peace for the planet. These large groups were in India and Mexico at the Mayan pyramids, Egypt, Europe, the continent of Africa, Australia, all over the world, including the U.S. Those meditating in India affected those on the other side of the planet in Mexico, and those meditating in California affected those in China, and so on and on. The ancient cultures believed that our energies went down through the core of the planet out to the other side, and because the most intense energy was aimed between the southern portions of the United States and Mexico during December 21st through the 23rd, these groups in the area were especially powerful in transmitting the energy to all corners of the world. Now, the ancient cultures knew about December 21st, the galactic alignment, and the 8 minutes of higher consciousness, which is why they designed these pyramids and temples to be particle accelerators in which to allow the energy to flow into the center of the pyramid and down into the soil. They knew that if they could just harness this higher energy for at least 3 months, there was a huge chance that we would be able to evolve our brains to permanently accept the fifth and sixth dimension and move into what they called the Golden Age. Just so you understand the time period, December 21st, around noon, began the alignment. But just like the full moon, it is not in complete alignment until the middle of a 3-day period. The precise alignment occurred on December 22nd at 3:04 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and lasted 8 minutes. There were over 30 different ancient cultures that specified this period of importance on December 22nd, 2012. While I meditated at this time, thoughts were rushing to me, and I wrote them down as fast as I could. But truthfully, I wasn't that impressed. It was just a bunch of stuff that I already knew. Until I started receiving confirmation days later of such great magnitude that it literally changed my life. As a matter of fact, the entire month of December was a huge turning point for me, starting with the energy that I felt so intensely in the Mayan ruins of Tulum. So how do I know this is true and not just speculation? I had been monitoring the KP Solar Index through NASA for about 4 years now, knowing full well that the solar storms or flares not only affected humans and animals emotionally, but these flares were known to induce earth changes such as earthquakes and storms and floods. I also watched the IRIS seismic monitor that reported earthquakes in all areas of the world, as they happened for many years. So, on December 23rd, I pulled up these monitors, and I was shocked to see something that I never saw during the last 4 years. During the days of the planetary alignment that occurred once in every 26,000 years, there were no solar flare warnings. And the earthquakes that happened were so small and so few that they were considered to be inconsequential. Let me explain further. The solar KP index runs between 1, which is very mild activity, to about 5 or 6, which means extreme warning of volatile solar activity. Well, I've never seen it below one before, but I did notice that there was a small bleep on December 23rd, and it was still lower than one. Looking back at the significance of this finding, there were solar warnings almost every day since December 2011 up until December 17, 2012. That's over one full year of solar warnings. And then the warnings completely stopped. Even to this day, 18 days after December 17th, there has not been one solar warning. That's amazing. So what does this mean? Well, to me, this is proof positive that our collective consciousness supersedes everything in the third dimensional world we were living. All the ancient cultures were right in that what we see is not real. The only thing real on this planet is our thoughts. This is our creation point. All of the prayers, all of the meditations had to do with the energy of our minds, our collective minds, our thoughts. And at this particular time in history, we changed the world with our thoughts. We shifted from the fear-based world of the third dimension and from the emotional roller coaster ride of the fourth dimension right into the fifth dimension, where we know for a fact that we are powerful individually and collectively. Now, does this mean that everyone shifted into the fifth and sixth dimension? No. Many are choosing to stay in their familiarity of the third dimensional world because, well, they're just too used to their fear. They don't know how to live without it. But many of us who are listening right now understand that if we can change the solar activity through our meditations and prayer, then we know without a doubt that we can create world peace, abundance, and prosperity for all. It's really quite simple, isn't it? Now, on December 25th, Christmas Day, a friend and I went to the movies to watch Les Miserables. Now, to be truthful, I avoided knowing about this book and movie for years, so I wanted to go and see this huge, well-known cast of characters. Little did I know that seeing this movie fell right in line with the message I received during the 8 minutes. Even though the movie was fantastic in every way and, you know, sure to win most of the Academy Awards, I saw this movie through the eyes of the law of attraction. The emotions of the misery was so sad, but at the same time, great clarity flowed to me. It showed the human condition of the third dimension. It was right there before me. Then on January 2nd, I took my good friend and law of attraction and parenting expert, Sandy Swartz, to lunch to celebrate the new year. And to find out, she actually taught her students all about this book and this movie that I just saw that greatly impacted my life. So we started talking about it. And I wanted to bring Sandy on to discuss this a little bit further because I just find the timing of this information so perfect, and to have a friend to discuss it with was even more powerful for me. Welcome back, Sandy.
Hi, Jules. It's great to be on the radio with you, and a part of me is chuckling, thinking, if Victor Hugo, who wrote this book back in 1862, would think that you and I are going to be talking about law of attraction in relationship to it, he would probably, maybe he's with us now and he's even getting a good kick out of this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure he's really thrilled about it. You know, I was so thrilled to find out how much knowledge you have about this. And I'm so excited that we could bring a different perspective of this movie to my listeners.
Well, you know, I actually taught Les Miserables when it first came out on Broadway to my seventh grade music students. And I taught it for many, many years. And so I saw it on Broadway about 15 to 20 times. So I felt like I knew when the actors were on, when the actors were slightly off. And I was excited to see the movie version of it. And every time I come away from it, it reminds me that the reason why it's lasted so long is because at the core of this particular story is the nitty-gritty of being human, of being human in any time span. That was particularly during the time leading up to the French Revolution. But we can take the humanness of the story and put it into the time frame where we are today. We can put it in any time frame because as humans, we are who we are. It doesn't matter how technologically advanced we are or what society we're living in. We always have the opportunity to be miserable, to look at circumstances around us and get so caught up in them that we then become those circumstances ourselves. And truth becomes miserable. And I think on a daily basis, every single one of us has the opportunity to join the cry of be miserable with me, or join the cry of what happened with Jean Valjean, which was from the priest, which was every moment is an opportunity to turn your fate around and change it. And to me, those are two huge contrasts that the story offers to every single one of us.
Exactly. So this showed me that the misery was about the third dimension and the other aspect of moving to the fifth dimension, moving beyond our human condition to transcend the politics, to transcend our own self-esteem.
And of course, there's no judgment of the beautiful characters in Les Miserables. It's not like we're saying anybody was bad or anybody did anything, quote, wrong. It's not that at all. The same way when you know, our thoughts go to negativity, it's not about judging ourselves. But part of what I believe you and I are talking about, especially in this time frame that we're living in of heightened awareness, and heightened mindfulness and connectedness, what it says to me is we all can be swept up in the political insanity. When you watch the movie, you saw all the insanity that was going on in every way, and how, yes, it can, you know, it can like a magnet just sweep us in. And then there were brilliant moments where the human potential was a flash, and that was the significant moment when a change could occur, when Jean Valjean could have killed Javert and chose not to, you know, when the priest could have had Jean Valjean arrested for stealing the silver and chose not to, but decided to take a different path. Those were such powerful moments, and I would like to, for myself and for everyone who comes in my world, remember that we have an opportunity in every moment to go one way or the other, and not that we're bad either way, but that there's opportunity and there's potential, and you can grab that moment, that turning point, to make things different.
The part that really impacted me was seeing the collective consciousness creating this upside-down vortex, keeping people stuck and going downward, not being able to go forward. This, again, brought great clarity to me and how we could change the world, the planet, our environments if only we could get together collectively and create through love.
That's really hard for people. And I mean, it's hard for me at moments, you know, when my husband has the television set on and he's listening to something political. It's very easy to get caught up in it and start listening and go, yeah, and that's terrible, and he's crazy, and the nervous him, and choose sides. It's almost like a ball game, you know, who's going to win, and who do you, which side are you on, and who's your team, and that is not healthy.
No, it's not healthy. And it takes a real sense of determination to stay centered enough to move beyond that, to commit, to move beyond that misery, to start creating collectively. It's all about choosing to live without the misery.
You just said something that I think is profound. I choose to see the good and not the bad. It doesn't mean the bad does not exist. It doesn't mean, you know, that you have your head in the sand. And yes, the bad exists, but just like in the movie, do you want to get swept up in the tidal wave of the bad and wind up dead at the barricade and you've not helped anybody? So the question is, again, like the priest chose not to look at the bad and see all the potential for good when he let Jean Valjean leave with the money. And when Jean Valjean did the same thing for Javert, chose not to kill him, even though he had every reason in the world to do it. He chose to see the good in the man who was hunting him down and let him go. We all have the choice, whether it's politically as group consciousness, whether it's in our own families, or in friendships, or just in our own hearts. Yes, there is negative, but we make a conscious choice where we want to focus our attention. And then what we encounter next becomes the attractive point of where we made that decision. That's the beauty of the law of attraction.
You know, it's really not that difficult to start focusing in on all of the good instead of all of the bad. It's just that we've been trained through the years to become these victims in which we are only recognizing what is being done to us that is not just or right.
And that means, for me, taking my focus away from the things that annoy and aggravate and get me crazy. As I said before, all of us can be pulled in like a magnet to that stuff. And we have the only way not to get pulled into it is to be mindful and make the conscious decision not to go there.
Well said, Sandy. You know, I am so fascinated by the timing of this movie that comes out a few days after December 21st and all of this galactic alignment and the entering of the Golden Age. It's like this infinite intelligence put this movie there to show us exactly how we've been living our lives and to give us this opportunity to choose to live in a different way.
I always tell my parents this, that peace and love begins in our own hearts and then filters out to our children and our families. It doesn't start with great political discussions and anarchy. It begins in the love that we are filtering out in our own homes.
So very true. And I think that the movie showed during the scene of their revolution, building of the barricades, fighting, killing, dying, I think the universe is trying to convey to us that, well, hey, we don't need to go to war. We don't need to fight. We don't need to die. We can simply create peace by our collective consciousness, just like we changed the solar activity. Peace is at hand.
Point is, I think, is We don't want it to be fear that moves us away from negativity. We want it to be this golden knowing that you can make changes in a loving way, in a softer way, in an inner peaceful way, the way the priest did it, you know, in the movie. That's the way you make really great change.
And it can happen instantaneously. It's actually quite fast when we can change and let go of our familiar beliefs that we grew up with.
Yes, and in the movie, they were singing, "Will you join in our crusade so that we can now be free?" And all we have to do is change what the crusade looks like. Instead of it being a crusade of weapons, it can be a crusade of loving energy. And I believe that that's more impactful than a barrage of tanks and guns.
And you know what, Sandy? We don't even have to convince anybody of this. We don't have to convince a government. We don't have to convince a Congress. We can simply do it out of love, together. It's that easy. Thanks, Sandy Swartz, for coming on and sharing your great insights with us. It just brings us closer to the golden age.
I enjoyed being on the show with you, and let's have our own crusade. It's a crusade of loving energy, getting up into those next dimensions where we can actually see these beliefs turn into manifestations.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sandy.
Bye-bye, Jules.
Oh, wow, that was so good. You know, this movie so impacted me that every time I have a fear now pop up, I simply tune in to all that misery that I saw, and it becomes so easy for me just to flip that switch and say no to fear. I am choosing peace and abundance and prosperity, not only for myself, not only for my loved ones, but for that vortex which includes everyone, pointing up and going forward to pure gold. So in conclusion, how do we stay in the fifth and sixth dimension of higher consciousness during the next few months while the energy is still part of this planet? Well, because we know the absolute power of our thoughts, we know that anything that we don't like will simply refuse to give it power. For instance, if we believe in a corrupt government, no matter what country you're in, we must choose to cease giving it power to affect us emotionally. If we think we are victims of racial or sexual discrimination, we simply stop giving those thoughts our power. We understand that those are only the thoughts of our perception. We can stop fueling the fire of what's wrong and start building the fires of what we want. Peace, joy, abundance. Is it really all that simple? Oh, yeah, it is. And we must make it a daily practice to stay focused on the good of everything that life can offer if you choose to stay in the golden age. Now is the time to rewire the brain to fully embrace the evolution that is now occurring. The month of December 2012 totally changed my life from the trip to Tulum all the way to New Year's. My life will never be the same. I now understand exactly what the future holds, and it is pretty doggone fabulous. I made a very deep and powerful theta meditation for you that will assist you in staying in the fifth and sixth dimension. And I am playing it right now, but I do suggest that you do download the show and then play the meditation when you're not driving so that you can get the full benefits. This MP3 has also been fully energized by my personal energy, and it's filled with unconditional love that I have for you. And every person that listens to this will add to this unconditional love If you are ready and not driving, then let us begin by gathering up all of our crystals or vibrational stones and placing them either on our bodies or our heads. Let your inner guidance tell you what exactly you are needing at this particular moment to make this meditation extremely powerful for you. Listen to this as many times as you can during the next 28 days, and it will secure your place in the next dimensions. And how will you know if you're in it? By recognizing that you feel powerful, and recognizing that your fear has been transformed into pure, unconditional love. We are all one. We are all love. And we are now all in the golden age. Enjoy it. Let us begin. And let us begin making sure that your feet are planted on the ground, your spine is straight, and that you are feeling completely relaxed. Completely relaxed. Take a deep breath in and slowly let it out. Good. Take another deep breath in, releasing all day-to-day stress. Just let it go. You can pick it up later. But for right now, just let it go. Let it go. Taking another deep breath in. Feel your body completely drop. Good. Now I want you to use your imagination and just imagine a golden light at the crown of your head, and it's coming down to every part of your body. And every part of the body that it touches, it's immediately going to release all the tension, all the stress from that area. Let it come down to the forehead and feel the forehead completely released. Let it go. Let it drop. Let it drop. Let it go. Let it come down to the eyes. Feel the tension on the eyes, in the eyes, surrounding the eyes. Now let it drop, release, and let that golden light come down to your cheeks. Feel the tension on the cheeks, in the cheeks, surrounding the cheeks. Feel the muscles, and let it drop. Going down to the jaw on both sides of the face, feel the tension that you hold within your jaw, and let it drop. Let it go. Completely let it relax. Coming down to the mouth and the chin, let it drop. Completely let it go. Now coming down to the neck, let's focus in at the back of the neck. All of the muscles that reach up into your skull, one by one, let them relax. Let them go. Good. And let it come down to your shoulders, and let the shoulders just release. Let them drop completely. Just let it go. Bringing them on down to the top of the back, where you're carrying all the burdens of the world, all the burdens of your loved one, the stress of day-to-day living. Let it drop. Let it go. Release. Good. Now let this golden light go all the way down your spine, down to the tailbone, as you light up the spine and let the light flow out through all of the nerve endings, like fingers touching every part of your body inside, relaxing every part of your body, allowing this beautiful golden light to completely surround inside and outside of the body. Good. Now feel the hips. Let it release. Feel the upper legs. Feel the tension and let it go. Feel your knees. Feel the stress and let it drop. Feel the lower legs going down to the ankles. Feel the stress and let it drop. Feel the soles of the feet, and especially feel the inner sole, the arch. Good. And now you are completely surrounded by this warm, velvety, soft, powerful, protective cocoon where nothing in the world can harm you. You are so safe, so secure, and it feels so good. Wonderful. Going deeper and deeper, I'm going to count down from 10 down to 1. And with every number, you're going to go deeper than you are right now. Feeling so good, so safe, so secure. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4, deeper and deeper, 3, 2, 1, it feels so good as you take another deep breath in, and you're releasing all the tension, and you're now raising your vibration to new higher levels. As we sit for 1 minute listening to these high frequency sounds, you are releasing all lower energies and raising your vibration to a new high. Wonderful. Now feeling so happy, let yourself feel the emotions of love. Picture something in your mind that you love so much, that you're so proud of, that just rocks your world. Picture that. Feel it. Feel the emotions surrounding it, and it feels so good. So wonderful. It may be a smile on a newborn's face, or it may be your pet cuddling up to you, sending you unconditional love, or it could be something that you've done that you're so proud of yourself for. Feel the love. Feel the good vibrations. Feel it. As you take another deep breath in, I want you to imagine a brilliant, brilliant beam of light going into the very center of your brain. The very center of your brain, which is the pineal gland. And this beam of light is now activating this pineal gland to enlarge, to rejuvenate, to hydrate, to enlarge, as it allows you a greater connection to the universal energy of all that is. With the enlargement of this gland, it increases your intuitiveness, your psychicness. It helps you to have and know what is going on in the energy surrounding you. Some of you may experience seeing brilliant colors surrounding people. Some of you may experience a deep connection that you haven't felt before to all surrounding you. Some of you may experience a higher dimension that you never knew existed. Good. And as this beam of light is activating the pineal gland, it is actively increasing the melatonin that the pineal gland produces. It is allowing the melatonin to be manufactured to optimal levels, allowing you to connect to the universal energy that will now keep you tuned in and focused to the fifth and sixth dimensions. Good. Wonderful. And now we're sending that brilliant beam of light to the pineal gland, and it's connecting to the pituitary gland. And this beam of light is activating the pituitary gland, bringing about a sense of tremendous well-being for you and for our planet. The serotonin levels of the pituitary gland is now being increased to dramatic levels to bring about a sense of incredible well-being as you connect to your physical realm and to the Mother Earth. You are now connected to the ethers and the spiritual realm and to your physical realm, down deep into the core of the planet. Now that you are connected to the planet and to the universe, release to the planet all this love and well-being. Release the love to the planet as it goes out from the arch of your foot, down into the soil, down into the core of the planet. And as you send it down, it reaches out to everyone. Everyone. And as you release it, you are now being filled up again with this incredible energy from the Mother Earth. and it's being beamed out through your pineal gland all the way up to the blackness in between the planets. You are now in the fifth dimensional world, and you're expanding beyond that into the knowingness of the sixth dimension, where you are able to understand and possess the ability to read energy. Good. From this day forward, all interest in the fears of the three-dimensional world cease to exist, for we know that we have the power to create everything that we desire on this planet. This far exceeds any material item, and it allows us to create a peaceful and magnificent golden world where justice reigns, where everyone wants the best for everyone, where the power only lies within ourselves to create only good for each other. We know intuitively that which we do to another is that which we do to ourselves. We are connected to our neighbor, to our coworker, to our boss, to our teachers, to our children. We are all one. Good. From this day forward, we cease our fear of living on planet Earth. From this day forward, we project out love to each and every person, knowing that there's plenty for all, knowing that there is no competition, only extreme love and gratitude for everyone on this planet. From this day forward, we choose to stay in the fifth and sixth dimension. We choose to expand our reality. We choose to be the leader of our own lives. We choose to be powerful. From this day forward, we know that with the universal love, we are the future. We are creating peace, abundance, and prosperity for all, for we are all one. We are all love, and we are all blessed. Good. I am powerful. I am love. I choose to stay in love, peace, and harmony. I am safe and secure. I am prosperous. I am happy. I am alive. I am powerful. I am connected to everyone on this planet. And I wish the planet great happiness, great abundance, great peace. I am magnificent. I am the divine essence of the power, of the energy of all that is. I am a magnificent creator, and I create in love from this day forward. I am powerful, and I choose to live my life in the fifth and sixth dimension forevermore. I create this dimension to be eternal, to last, to grow into the seventh, eighth, and ninth dimension, where humanity thrives on love, peace, abundance, and prosperity. I choose the golden age. I live in the golden age, and the golden age is now and for the next 5,000 years. Good. Wonderful. Grateful to be alive. I choose happiness, love, peace over fear. And I recognize the fear as it pops up, and I am able to immediately release it to go back to the fifth and sixth dimension, where everything is safe and secure, and the world and peace exist beautifully. Good. I am no longer affected by the third or fourth dimension. I am a powerful creator, and life is good. I see the good flow around me, through me, and I recognize the brilliance of life. I attract all of life's good to me and to the rest of the world. So be it. You may now come up anytime you wish, or listen to the rest of the song.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com, and have a great week.